This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the month of October 2018. Fashion outlook for October: flowing sleeves and capes, pointy hats, stiletto heels, snug leather pants, X-ray goggles, and a jeweler's loop. Venus is in charge in her sexiest, witchiest mode. We're in for intense, passionate connecting and sharing of secrets and more. And more exposing, confronting, and exploring issues of sex, power, big money, hush money, dirty money, and the not always peaceful coexistence of men and women. The goddess of love and money is calling the dance. Her needs and desires mold the action from every possible direction, with her ruling both moons and stepping into the retrograde spotlight. Her reach extends into the past, into next month, and to the end of the year. Month start plus the retrograde. Mists of glamour, magic, and misdirection surround her as the month launches. Desires meet action, and people find common ground as the Libra new moon on October 5th breathes new life into relationships and agreements. While we're looking forward, we're also looking behind. The new moon doubles as a bon voyage party for Venus as she begins a retrograde that lasts until November 15. She's revisiting territory she's traveled since the beginning of September, but her catch is by no means limited to that span of time. She's summoning old loves in thoughts, dreams, and person, business dealings, and all manner of situations that have been under wraps or once loomed large. Obsessions and magnetic attractions are in the mix, but take care. Use her retrograde to assess value and reclaim bits of yourself. Withhold judgment, or at least action, on new prospects for relationships, businesses, or major purchases. They will likely prove not to have the value that they initially present. Please don't get engaged or married between October 5th through November 15th. Just don't. The end game or payoff of her retrograde may not be entirely clear until late December, when she crosses the degree occupied by Jupiter as her retrograde begins. October 9 through 23. Desires, relationships, talk, and the atmosphere all become darker and weightier when messenger god Mercury and then the moon dive into Scorpio as well on October 9. The intensity continues through the month's end, with Mercury emerging into happy-go-lucky Sagittarius the day before Halloween. I want morphs from musing to mandate October 10th and 11th. New information may stymie the process, but that's also impetus for some people to push through inner restraints and make previously unthinkable moves. Stabilizing communications are possible October 12th. Intimacy blossoms soon after. Speaking from the heart and saying what you want are as natural as breathing October 15, lingering through the 23rd. The communication mode adds channeling divine guidance into the lovey-dovey mood around the 19th. Could be useful in sifting through whatever the retrograde tide has washed in, or in resolving it. The right words fall from our mouths, into our ears, or across our feeds, and turn ideas into action. Energy flows where attention goes, so mind your focus. Rambunctiousness Scorpio style breaks out on the 22nd. We're rattling our chains. Bravado, posturing, and moves are mushrooming. Cracks are opening for more scary candid admissions to ourselves and others. And then the sun slips into Scorpio too on the 23rd, and suddenly it's Halloween everywhere you look. October 24th through 31st. Put some of those desires and retrograde baubles under a loop on the 24th. Venus's link to Saturn supports finding a good deal or reaching a commitment, but you do have to reach out for it. Regardless, we're all hungering for something real, solid, reliable, in our bank account and by our side on the sofa, or, you know, while we're binge-watching. No settling either. That's the demand of the Taurus full moon, also on the 24th, when we look at everything in terms of whether it delivers emotional security and sustenance. No settling indeed. We emerge from the full moon with self-indulgence turned up to 11. Asking, yea, verily radiating absolute entitlement, may indeed lead to receiving. Self-satisfaction runs high by the time Venus meets the Sun on October 26th. Then comes the aftermath, a backwash of discomfort and jitteriness and anxiety as we, and our observers, realize how differently we're behaving. All are in effect for the weekend before Halloween. Watch out for the ghosts and monsters. Some might get to you subliminally. No one's suffering quietly. May as well figure out your end and talk it out. Communication flies by the 29th. You might get to the bottom of a matter or strike a deep chord that leads to even greater intimacy. As at the month's start, desires meet action and people find common ground again. Then it's time to laugh, to look for silver linings, and to have a good time. Mercury blazes into Sagittarius on the 30th. He'll spend most of the rest of the year in joke-cracking, boundless potential mode, going retrograde mid-November and ducking briefly back into Scorpio in early December. His shift brings a party vibe to Halloween proper, midweek timing be damned. The month has taken us all through an evolutionary journey of sorts. This is particularly apparent in how we talk about women and in how women speak up. Watch for new benchmarks in relationships, too. Just in time for Venus to slip back into her Libra home while Halloween candy is still being handed out. I'm Kathy Beal, an astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. Special thanks to my donors and my supporters on Patreon, which you can join at patreon.com/Kathy Beal. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.